spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Let's welcome Vic to the show today. How's it going, Vic?
Well, better now that it's not just some frozen hellscape outside.
Same.
All right, I know we were going to try this last week, so thanks for letting me reschedule.
No, I appreciate you being cool enough to be ready to go through with this on two separate occasions. It's a big deal.
Don't thank me too much just yet, okay?
Great.
I did give some thought about hardballing you guys when you emailed me about not being able to do it on whatever day that was, but probably could have gotten off light, you know? Then only like half the city would have heard about my love life and my quest, you know, my quest for redemption.
Oh, I get you. So less exposure on Ice Week.
I don't know, man. People were banging down our doors for those rodeo tickets.
True.
So maybe it wouldn't have made all that much of a difference.
Yeah, I mean, they found a way to listen regardless.
But yeah, no power, and still they were here.
So let's get started. Why don't you tell us about this Monica situation.
Yeah, guys, I know this is usually reserved for first dates or whatever, but we've been on a few dates prior to all of this.
Oh, well, okay. Well, how many are we talking about?
Maybe two or three.
Mm. All right. So one of these. Okay. Mm. Has the relationship been defined yet?
Nah, guys. Nothing like that. We're just kind of having fun.
Right.
If you ask me, we might have been moving toward that, but obviously we aren't now.
Okay. All right. Hey, maybe not. Let's get to the good stuff, though. Is this one of those scenarios where you feel completely blindsided? Or is this one where you know exactly what you did and you're looking for us to have your back?
It's one of those where I messed up by inviting her to a wedding.
Is that bad?
I didn't think so, right? I mean, it was a friend of mine who was marrying his girl. Mm. They're, you know, bougie.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. So I knew it was going to be a next level type wedding, you know, top shelf open bar, great food, the work.
Yes.
I was thinking this was honestly a slam dunk, you know, and I needed a plus one. You know, I needed somebody with me, and I figured it'd be enjoyable enough experience. Plus, she knew a few of the people who were going to be there, you know?
Making sense to me.
Sounds good, man. Did she have any problems going to a wedding with you? Like, did she seem hesitant to agree to this?
No, she wasn't weird about it. She wasn't, like, over the moon about it either, but I chalked that up to her not liking weddings, you know? Some people just don't like the whole atmosphere.
Definitely true.
Yeah, depending on the couple, might be stuffy. Could be a church wedding. Those are super long.
Yeah.
Or maybe she thought it was an inappropriate date so early on. Is there that possibility?
I get that. I do, but that wasn't this wedding. They threw down. I was right. Yeah, great DJ, great drinks, amazing buffet set up. For real. Very much off the chain night. We had a good number of drinks. The party was bumping like so much so. It was supposed to cut off at 10, but the father of the bride just threw money at everyone to keep it going until midnight. It was wild. It was crazy.
That sounds amazing.
And expensive.
Yes.
Hella expensive.
And that's where things started getting weird. Monica told me she was getting tired around 11 and called an Uber. I haven't heard from her since.
Really? No. Okay, so again, you set up this is a pretty epic wedding. Like, how do you think you messed this up?
Or how do you think you messed up? I mean, what did you do?
Why isn't she calling you back?
The wedding was great. What did you do?
Yeah. And you're sure she got home, right? Like, I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have called a different business, you know?
The police.
But
that's a business.
I think maybe because it's too much too soon. Like, we just started dating, and all of a sudden, I'm taking her to a wedding. Maybe people were asking her too much about us, like a couple.
Probing questions. Good thought.
Yeah. Maybe she thought I was just trying to show her I was marriage material or had marriage on the brain. I don't know. Mm. But pretty convinced, whatever it is, it has to do with me dragging her in there in particular.
Oh, look, I mean, nothing sounds like a disaster. I mean, we've done the wedding thing before. And yeah, some people get a little bit flighty over that.
Maybe she didn't like getting wild.
Yeah, maybe,
you know?
it was too big of a party. Crazy. But look, we're going to find out. We're going to get Monica on the line. We're going to see what she has to say coming up next is Frito and Katie.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised.
No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Vic took Monica to a wild wedding.
We've been down this road before.
No, the last time it came up, it was just a wedding.
Yeah,
just might a have wedding. Had an open bar, but it was just a pretty common wedding.
Some people get flighty over weddings.
This was a rager.
It sounds like it was a great time. I mean, they bought it. They extended it 2 hours.
Yeah, I think that was the problem. I think she had too much fun.
Oh,
she's partied out.
Oh, she left at 11, didn't she? She thought it was done at 10, and then
I can't go extra 2 hours. That or drugs.
I could.
I mean, I don't know. You hear
drugs.
Things, you hear things.
You hear things, you see things.
Lines in the bathroom.
Stop it.
Let's get Monica on the line and find out. Hey, is this Monica?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, Monica, this is Frito and Katie on Y100. We have a radio show.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Glad we got a hold of you today. We actually have something really cool up for grabs that we would like to extend your way.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving away a date night package, and you would get to pick anything you want to do on a night out in San Antonio. We will pay for everything.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay.
Okay. I mean, it is a great deal. There's one teeny little requirement that we do want to throw out there, just very small. You're going to be required to go out with someone that we pick, and it is going to be someone that you've gone out with before, so you do know the guy. We just want you to keep an open mind to this, okay?
Hmm.
Right.
Okay. So I guess that means I'm not going to like this guy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, all we're asking is that you think it through before you say no. How would you feel about another date with Vic?
I'd say I don't think we want the same things out of a relationship, unfortunately.
We were thinking there was a possibility of that.
Right.
Wires getting crossed and whatnot. So did he mess up by inviting you to a wedding and therefore sending the wrong message?
Well, that depends. I mean, what message do you think he was sending?
Well, maybe he was rushing into, like, defining the relationship.
DTR.
Yeah, something like that, just going too fast.
No. No, no way. This guy isn't ready for a relationship at all. Like, at all.
Can you explain why you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Okay, so, well, the wedding was awesome. I mean, I've honestly never been to such a great party.
Oh.
I mean, and I was in a party sorority, but this was better, you know? This was like, the liquor was flowing, there was massive buffet, and I ended up knowing a lot of people there, so that was really cool. And we all had this little table, and we were all talking or whatever, right? And so Vic, he's all, hey, I'm going to go get something to eat.
Right.
Okay,
cool, right? I tell him I'll be over soon. I finish the conversation I'm having with a friend, and like a few minutes later, I go and I find him in the line, and he straight up holds up his hand, points to the other side of the room, like back to the end of the line. I mean, he kicks me to the back of the line.
You wanted me to let you cut in front of all those people, and it wasn't going to happen, all right?
Vic?
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, Vic's been listening in. Vic, what? What do you mean you sent her to the back of the line? Sent her packing?
Yeah.
I told her, get in line, you know? And it's a buffet line. I'm not a placeholder. That's not how this works.
Just
get
to
the back
means.
Of the line, wait your turn, get your food like everyone else there. And you know what? If you're somehow capable of doing that, just ask me to make you a plate from the jump. You've got nothing to be upset about. This is just common sense.
Okay.
It's common sense if it's someone who's not in your party. Like, I mean, if some rando jumps in front of you or whatever, but, like, are you an idiot? You can let your plus one in with you when you're in a line. That's just assumed. So who do you think is going to be at you? Tony's great aunt?
I'm not going to be the the wedding who disrespects other guests like that, okay?
Wow.
No cutsies. No cutsies. You learned that in second grade,
so true.
Woman.
So
I told you I was getting food, and at that point, if you wanted some, You should have just come with me to get it. Your conversation was more important at the time, okay? And that's fine. You got your priorities, and I've got mine. But honestly, this is such a stupid thing to be mad about.
No, look, okay, no one's mad about it. I'm not, like, sitting over here stewing over it. I just know that when it comes to having my back, you're not going to be there for me. And if that's the case, I'm not going to waste my time. So, sorry, guys. I'm not interested.
You're sure about this, Monica?
Yeah, like, yeah.
No take backs.
Sure.
Yeah, that's another rule. Monica.
No, come on. I mean, that's a total move. Are you kidding me? Any woman's going to be crazy pissed off after that. I mean, you Rosa Parked me.
I'm sorry?
And then you expect me to go home with you later? Come
okay,
on.
Okay. So maybe you didn't go to elementary school. I mean, those are completely different things. That's wow.
Get out of here.
Gladly.
Well, guys, thank you all for spending a little time on the show today. Always appreciated.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.